Blog Talk Radio.
Jenny, 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 won't you come along with me?
The only words I know that you learn.
covered now with lines and creases, tickets torn in half, memories in bits and pieces, traces of love. Ribbons from her hair, souvenirs of days together, the ring she used to wear, pages from an old love letter, traces of love long ago. Traces of love with me tonight. I close my eyes and say a prayer that in her heart she'll find a trace of love still there.
Jenny's having a bit of trouble right now. She can't get on the show, but the songs will be playing. I hope you all enjoy TCB.
What? I had to call into my own show. For some reason, the voice part on my headphones and stuff isn't working right now, but that has happened before, and it's not necessarily my headphones. Blog Talk has done that before. So I just figured, hey, you know what? If I call in, I can still have control of my board, and we can still have our show, and you can hear me talk. You know, it's devastating when I talk and nobody hears me.
Oh, bless you.
You know, I just can't deal with that. I just can't deal with that. So I found a way to do it. It's not the best way, but it'll work. So,
it'll work. That's the main thing.
Yeah, we're okay.
Yep.
So I'm going to play an Elvis song.
Oh, lovely.
And I love this song. I really do love it. The sentiment of it is absolutely wonderful. And just get that special person in your mind, because this is telling them how you feel. Elvis doing How the Web Was Woven.
Oh, I love this one.
Pretty.
Oh, yes. That's beautiful. That's one beautiful song and a beautiful band singing it.
At the end, that was good.
That was.
I liked it. Okay. Coming up now, I've got a request This is a song that John sent me.
Lovely.
And it's an older one. It's like 1957, something of that nature, I think.
Good
to
hear.
It's way down yonder in New Orleans. Or New Orleans. Way down yonder in New Orleans. By Freddie Cannon. Freddie Boom Boom Cannon. Talk is such that we can kind of find a way around it most of the time. Not all the time, but most of the time. So we just kind of do our best and head on with it.
Yep.
We've got some really kind of cool stuff that I just felt was something we needed to do. It was stuff that I haven't seen in eons.
Wow.
Well, a long time anyway. Okay. I'm going to do a request from Brandon right now. It's Aerosmith. And it's called Love Me Two Times. And it's a good one.
Love me two times, girl. One more.
that is fantastic. So, hey, you know what? Let me try something. Well, that didn't work, but I gave it a shot. I'm still trying to figure out what is wrong, but you know what? It's happened before, and I wasn't able to figure it out. And it's not my mic. It's a brand new mic, so we'll just muddle through, I suppose. That's about all we can do at this point in time, and pretend nothing's wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I got my phone. Poor Susan. Oh, Susan's phone is not working. She can't get it to come on, so she can't come in. The battery says it's charged, but the phone won't work. And
I think she sorted it, Jenny. I think her phone's just booted. I think she sorted it. Her phone's just booted up, so hopefully she should be able to come back on.
Okay, well, if she can get on, that's wonderful. And if she can't, something's really strange. The phones are haunted today.
Yeah.
So we need tomorrow's gospel show to take care of that.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, I've got the Statler Brothers, and they're just itching to come on out and sing. So we're going to listen to the Statlers doing I'll Go to My Grave Loving You.
Let them on.
I'll go to my grave,
loving you.
I'd give
all I've saved, loving you.
And should
I live again,
even then,
it won't.
Don't you, girls?
Definitely, Jenny.
That's right on there.
So, hello, ladies.
If you want
hello,
to say that,
Susan.
Say
hi.
It. And Susan made it. Yes.
Hi. Oh, I'm so sorry.
And she just hopped that bungee cord and flew across the Atlantic. Nothing flat.
Yep. She went for it. My phone was playing up, Jenny. I'm sorry.
Oh, honey, welcome to the club. Only it's not my phone today. It's my microphone. The microphone part of Blog Talk. Because I've got a brand new mic. There's no reason for it to not work.
That's right. It's
working. No. So, you know, it's going round. It's going round. It's like the pneumonia or a cold or the flu.
Yes.
The microphone flu.
That's true.
Flu. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That's true.
I have a special treat. I used to listen to these ladies, and I enjoyed it every time I heard them. They used to be on movies and things. And I hope you enjoy this as much as I've always enjoyed it. It's the Andrews Sisters from World War II era, the Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy.
Oh, yeah, lovely.
Man from all Chicago way. He had a boogie style that no one else could play. He was the top man at his craft. But then his number came up and he was gone with the draft. He's in the army now, a blowing reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. They made him blow a bugle for his Uncle Sam. It really brought him down because he couldn't jam. The captain seemed to understand. Because the next day the cap went out and drafted a band. And now the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. A toot, a toot, a toot de la, a toot de blows it eight to the bar. In boogie rhythm, you can't blow a note unless the bass and guitar is playing with him. He makes the company jump when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
He was a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B. He was busy as a bluebeam. And when he plays, he makes the company jump eight to the bar. He's a boogie boogie bugle boy of Company B. Do 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 da da do da da. Do do. He blows it eight to the bar. He can't blow a note if the bass and guitar isn't with him. And the company jumps when he plays reveille. He's a boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Every night and wakes them up the same way in the early bright. They clap their hands and stamp their feet because they know how he plays when someone gives him a beat. He really breaks it up when he plays reveille. He's the boogie woogie bugle boy of Company B.
Oh, yeah.
Great stuff.
There are only three of them, but there sounds like there's a dozen, doesn't it?
I know.
You listen
to them, Jenny, and you can remember the Miller music. That was lovely as well.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't think I have any this time, but I remember it.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
So, yes. We have some really good stuff, though. Let me see if I can find this other request from John. Do you guys remember Anthony Newley?
Yes, I do.
Yes. You used to see him a lot on those musical variety shows on TV. I had John request a song from Anthony Newley called Why.
because I love you. I'll always love you so. Why? Because you love me. No broken hearts for us, 'cause we love each other. And with our faith and trust, there could be no other. Why? 'Cause I love you. Why? 'Cause you love me. I think you're awfully sweet. Why? Because I love you. You say I'm your special treat. Why? Because you love me. We found a perfect love. Yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me all the time. Perfect love, yes, a love that's yours and mine. I love you and you love me. I love you and you love me. We'll love each other, dear, forever.
Fantastic if you really truly fell in love with someone and you said forever and it turned out that way.
Yeah, beautiful.
It doesn't happen very often. It's a beautiful thing when it does, and everybody has every intention of that when they fall in love.
You do.
But it doesn't always work that way. I wish it would, but it doesn't always work that way. There are so many things that, you know, that happen, and it's... Yeah. You know how it is.
Well, that was a big sigh.
Yeah, exactly. That's just how it is.
Yeah.
Okay. I have one from... Susan just headed home and walked back again.
Oh, wow.
She's here.
Oh, Susan.
She's here. So we're good. I found one when I was going through where I found the Angry Sisters.
Yeah.
Which, by the way, I was fortunate enough to be able to listen to for half an hour while I was loading music into the studio.
Oh, great.
But I found Barry Mann.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how many of you recognize that name, but you would recognize the song if you've ever seen the movie Grease.
John Travolta.
Yes, a little bit, Newton John.
The old John Travolta. Yeah.
Yeah, who put the bump? So listen, listen, listen.
I'd like to thank the guy who wrote the song that made my baby fall in love with me. Who put the bomb in the bomb, the bomb, the bomb? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shabop, shabop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. When my baby heard bah, 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 every word went right into her heart. And when she heard them singing ram-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-lam-a-ding-dong, she said we'd never have to part. So who put the bomb in the
shabop. Who put the dip in the dip, did it, did it? Who was that man? I'd like to shake his hand. He made my baby fall in love with me. Each time that we're alone, boogity, 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 shoot, sets my baby's heart all aglow. And every time we dance to dip, 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 she always says she loves me so. So who put the ball in the ball, ba, ball, ba, ball? Who put the rhyme in the ram-a-lam-a ding dong? Who put the bop in the bop, shoo bop, shoo bop? Who put the dip in the dip, 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 dip? Who was that man?
Bomb, 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 bomb. And my honey, ram-a-lam-a ding dong forever. And when I say dip, 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 you know I mean it from the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe.
Now, how could you argue with that? From the bottom of my boogity, boogity, boogity shoe. I wonder what that is. I want to know what a boogity, boogity, boogity shoe is.
Sounds good, though.
Oh, I bet there's somebody who could tell me.
Yeah, there's got to
be. Be careful who you have. Be careful who you have. Because you know somebody's going to try and tell you. They might even try to show you what it is.
Oh, yes.
And you might not want that.
No. It all depends what it is.
Exactly. But without knowing what it is.
I know.
That could be a problem.
The mind boggles.
I think the 50s were so exciting.
It might not be exciting. It might be scary. You never know.
Oh, no. I think it was very exciting. Not in England, though. Not in England.
What?
That was boring. When
well,
I see
everybody
all the films.
If you're coming from the U.S., then it's exciting. If you ask
when I see
person,
all the films of the 50s in England, they're boring. When I go to America...
The American
films
are always good.
Wow,
yeah.
All them diners and that. Beautiful.
Mm.
That's what I think. Oh, God, yeah. Yes.
Okay. Well, that's where you are right now, honey. Via the online and the internet, that's where you are right now. So I found one that I have not heard since, oh, gosh, it has to be at least 20 years since I've heard this.
Really? Wow.
I can't believe it. But I found Roseanne Cash. Okay. Doing the Tennessee Flat Top Bop.
Take the and fascinated by the little dark-haired boy who played the Tennessee flat top when he would play.
Why, I'm not sure, but I think it's a good song and I like it. And another really cool song from, I believe it's 1959. Mm-hmm. I'm reaching back, guys. 1957. Bobby Day, Rockin' Robin.
Oh, yeah. Oh, this one.
Some of those in high school choir, and that was a blast. So I'm glad that they all came out when I was a little kid, because then when I was a bigger kid, I could see them. That was great. Okay, I've got one more request.
Okay.
And it's from Brandon. And thank you, Brandon. This is Just the Way You Are from Bruno Mars.
Oh, yeah, I like this one.
Get to be super awesome friends with someone, or you have a love interest with someone, or even people of your own family, and they don't try to change you because they love you just the way you are. That's a special thing. It's a very special thing. It doesn't happen all the time. So it's nice, too, if there are things about yourself you want to be better and there's someone that can understand that and see that and support you in that. That's a good thing as well. There's all kinds of wonderful ways to love each other. Don't ever forget it. Okay. I have a song here that I have loved since the first time I heard it. And it's an Elvis song. Jack will figure, right? It's Elvis singing Hurt.
I have a new record out that I'd like to sing for you. Okay. And we'd never, never part. Now you want someone new, and it breaks my heart. I'm hurt much more than you'll ever know. Yes, darling, I'm so hurt because I still love you so. Even though you hurt me, I know nobody else could ever do. I was ever.
Beautiful song.
Oh, yeah. You gotta love it.
Love it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Yeah. I could listen to that time and time again.
The strength in that voice. Wow. Marvellous.
Mm-hmm. Well, and John Burroughs sings it beautifully.
He was willing to do it twice.
I know.
Yeah.
Because we need to hear it. I think that's fantastic.
That's right.
That is a star.
Mm.
That's an entertainer.
Yes.
You don't stick to
He's a legend.
You don't stick to a list. You do what the audience wants to hear. That's an entertainer.
And that's what he was all about.
Millions of people can't be wrong.
We got another mover. We got another mover. The tractor. Baby likes to rock it. You got to get through the introduction, but the introduction is important to what the song does. So here we go.
Okay.
Ticket, please.
Is this okay?
That'll do.
Thanks.
All aboard!
Shake it, shake it, shake it.
the Tractors, Rageback Rockets. I like the Tractors. I discovered them just before Christmas, and it's been wonderful. It's always moving. It's always rocking. And I like it. I just like it. And to keep in the feeling of things, Sam Cooke doing Chain Gang.
I hear something saying, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah, ooh, ah.
Well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they work so hard till the sun is going down. Working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. Can't you hear them saying, I'm going home one of these days. I'm going home, see my woman whom I love so dear. But meanwhile, I've got to work right here. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. All day long they're saying, my work is so hard, give me water, I'm thirsty, my work is so hard, oh, oh, my work is so hard, oh,
oh, oh. Oh yeah, Sam Cooke was good.
He was good,
really,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah, I like him.
And he did so many different things. He did a lot of gospel stuff too. Do you guys realize
that? Yes, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was just all good stuff. So, I've got Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe, Eeny, Meeny, Miny, Moe. Elvis song time. Let's see. Okay. Let's go with love song rather than depression, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
That's what I think of.
Sounds good. All for that.
Okay. We're going to do 12th of Never.
Oh, God.
Twelfth of Never. How much I need you, must I explain? I need you, oh my darling, like roses need ask how long I love you, I'll tell you true until the 12th of never. I'll still be loving you. Hold me close, never let me go. Hold me close, melt my heart like April snow. I love you till the bluebells forget to bloom. I love you till the clover has lost its perfume. I love you till the poets run out of rhyme. Oh, until the 12th of never. And that's a long, long time. Until the 12th of never. And that's a long, long time. 12th of never.
Oh, beautiful.
Isn't that fantastic?
Lovely.
Yeah, John Mathis did that as well.
And Donny Osmond,
It wasn't as good. It wasn't as good. Nope. But we all know that, right?
Oh, yes, definitely.
So that's all right. And we're just getting more and more music in, and we're just throwing them at you thick and fast. And it's wonderful. I love playing the music. It's so much fun. It brings back so many memories because each song, you can think of where were you when you used to hear it? Did you used to sing with it? Did you slap someone in the face when you heard it? I mean, you know.
Did you get the kike and hit him in the face with it?
Yeah, you know, just things go through your mind. Sometimes they're a little strange, but, you know, it still works. Okay, right now I've got the Searchers, and they're going to sing Don't Throw Your Love Away.
Oh, I wouldn't do that.
Don't throw your love away. Don't throw your love away. Oh, you might need it someday. Don't throw your dreams away. No, 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 no. Keep them another day.
Allen. That was 60. Well, of course, the Searchers. When else would they be?
that was a good one.
I've got so many Elvis songs that I put in the studio today that I'm going to play another one.
Oh, yes.
And I don't feel
yes, please.
Bad about it at all. I don't feel bad about it at all. And I know you guys hate me for
no.
it, but, you know.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Not.
Just bobbing back and forth across the ocean like just like
I know.
The birds there. I mean.
I don't want to miss out on this these Elvis songs. That's what it is.
Oh, no.
It's all righty. Okay. This is one of my favorites. And I'm sure when each one of us hears it, we think of something very appropriate to our own lives, our own situation. But there's always something that it applies to.
Yes.
Always someone
yes.
it applies to for all of us. It's
yeah, definitely.
It happens in life. I mean, you know, you can't get away with it. So here's the song, There's Always Me.
Definitely. Beautiful.
Shadows fall, and you're wondering who to call for a little company. There's always me. If your great romance should end, you're lonesome for a friend, darling, you need never be. There's always me. I don't seem to mind somehow playing second fiddle now. Loves may come and go, but my love for you will be eternal.
Sometimes you just got to say that, hey, you know, there's always me. I'm always
yeah.
here.
Yes. I'm here.
24/7.
Beautiful. I'm here.
There's always me.
Definitely.
But you have to remember, don't beg. That's not attractive. Besides, it skins your knees. You don't want to do that. You really don't want to. Oh, my goodness. I have two others that I really want to play. And one is one that I haven't heard in quite some time, and I found it yesterday. It's by Steve Earle, and it's called Copperhead Road.
Oh, I've heard of him.
Rock and roll.
Let's see if we can move.
Mm-hmm.
anymore. Same as my daddy and his daddy before. You hardly ever saw granddaddy down here. They only come a town about twice a year. They buy 100 pounds of yeast sense of copper line. Everybody knew it made me shine. Now the revenue man wanted granddaddy bad. He left a holler of everything he had. For my time, but I've been told he never come back from Copperhead Road. Painting on the side. Just shot a coat of primer and looked inside. Well, him and my uncle tore that engine down. I still remember that rumbling sound. And then the sheriff came around in the middle of the night. Heard mama crying that something wasn't right. Down to Knoxville with a weekly load. You can smell a whiskey burning down Copperhead Road.
Yeah, that one was kind of a little bit of this and a little bit of that and a whole lot of the other. You get some Scots in there at the beginning and you have a little folk. You want to get out there and do a little Scottish or something, you know, which isn't Scots, Irish, but that's okay. Or is it Scots? I don't remember. Anyway, it's over there. And it's just, then you hit the rock and roll. And at the end, it just reminds me of being up in the Tennessee Hills. Like in the evening when everybody goes out on the porch in the front yard and drinks their moonshine and dances and just has a good time and celebrates life and plays music. That's what that song reminds me of. Why? I can't really say, but that's what it reminds me of. So there we go. So we're at the point now where I want to say thank you to everybody for joining me today, because it sure was a fun time. I enjoyed playing all the music for you. I hope you enjoyed hearing it. Thank you, Anne and Susan, for joining me.
Thank you, Jenny.
You're welcome. Thank you for the invite.
Thank you for helping me at the beginning and telling everybody that my mic was mucked up. And
you're welcome.
I had to say that because I couldn't remember Susan's cat song, so I thought of that one.
Back and forth.
Even Elvis had problems getting on.
So we made it through, and we had a good time. And
we did.
We always have a good time, Jenny.
I'm going to end it with an Elvis song.
Oh, lovely, because you can.
There are just some songs that you can't play enough. And no, I apologize, ladies, it is not Steamroller Blues.
Oh, never mind. There's so many beautiful songs.
But it's just as good. Patch it up.
Oh, lovely.
1, 2, 3, 4. We got to patch it up, baby, before we fall apart at the seams. We got to patch it up, baby, we can't let time unravel our dreams. Let's go back and touch the past. One more night is all I ask. Get that feeling, that old feeling. Feel it, heal it. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby. We got to patch it up, baby. Let's sweep out all the cobwebs of our heart. We got to patch it up, baby, before indifference pulls us apart. Let's don't let a good love die. Let's give it just one more try. With that feeling, that old feeling. We can patch it up, baby. We can patch it up, baby.